Fourth officer dies after crash allegedly caused by DACA illegal alien. By John Binder on August 2, 2020. A fourth law enforcement official has died following a July drunk driving crash allegedly caused by an illegal alien who was allowed to remain in the United States on former President Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program. Ivan Robles Navchez, a 28-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, was arrested and charged by the Kerr County, Texas, Sheriff's Office on 6 counts of intoxication assault with a vehicle and 3 counts of intoxicated vehicular manslaughter. In July, according to police, Navchez was drunk driving when he hit and immediately killed 3 members of the Thin Blue Line Motorcycle Club, a group of active duty service members, law enforcement officers, and retired officers. At the time, 9 others were critically injured, including 39-year-old Niles, Illinois Police Sergeant Joseph Lazo. On July 31, the Niles Police Department announced that Lazo had become the 4th victim of the crash. The 3 other victims killed in the crash include 48-year-old retired officer Joseph G.D. Paglia of Chicago, 74-year-old retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Jerry Wings Harbor of Houston, 20-something retired U.S. Army officer Michael Psycho White of Chicago. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency confirmed Navchez had been in the U.S. through the DACA program, a federal authority that kept him in the country despite multiple run-ins with the law. At the time of the fatal crash, Navchez had been out on bail for a 2018 case in which he allegedly hit a man with his truck, pinning him up against his truck and another vehicle, before biting his ear off and biting his back. For that incident, Navchez was detained on a $65,000 bail. He posted that bail and had been out awaiting trial at the time of the crash that killed Paglia, Harbor, and White. Currently, Navchez is in Kerr County Jail on $500,000 bail. Since DACA's inception, more than 2,100 recipients of the program have been kicked off because they were found to be either criminals or gang members. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.